You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Vatican on Friday hosted a press event promoting an upcoming conference entitled Ending Human Trafficking Begins With Us. The conference is organized by Renate, an organization of religious that campaigns to end the scourge of human trafficking and to rescue victims. The president of Renate, Sister Imelda Poole, spoke to Giancarlo Lavella.
For the last 11 years, I've been on mission in the work against trafficking in Albania and across Europe. Prior to that, I was on mission in the northeast of England working at grassroots. But our focus has always been with those on the margins, the most vulnerable to being trafficked. So our projects in Albania range from work, direct work with victims in shelters, working with ethnic minorities who are vulnerable to being trafficked, the Roma and the Egyptian, and with women, boys and men who are working or not working indeed in the most peripheral marginal areas of Albania, in the mountains, in the villages and on the edge of cities. Trafficking Begins With Us is a very, very important title, because unless every human being works together to fight this clandestine criminal act, then there is no way, in fact, that people will be rescued, will be assured of the working together against this crime. Do you know that there are 32 billion dollar profit by traffickers in the world for this criminal, evil crime across every continent in the globe? And of those traffickers that are plying their trade, there are each one will be using 3 to 4 victims and raising huge amounts of money. Up to 12 million a year can be raised by traffickers from one country from this event. So in fact, we have to do something together, us. We had a UN gift box campaign in Albania over the last week, and a man came to us, an ordinary man from the street, came to us and said his daughter had been wooed into work abroad, and he was suspicious by the tone of her voice on the phone that something bad was happening. So he himself went to Italy to seek her out and found that she was in fact in great distress on the streets of Italy, being used in the sex trade, but absolutely terrified of her trafficker who had raped her and abused her. And indeed, she could not get away from that. She's still in a terrible situation, even today. Now, that man is doing work with justice, with police, to get cross-border support to rescue his daughter. But it is hard when the criminals have taken the passports and are using these victims in such a way.
And then, in the end, what's the role of the church in the world?
Well, the church has a huge role. We know about the Santa Marta Group in the UK, where the hierarchy across the world are working with the chief of police across the world to fight together this clandestine crime. But I believe, actually, that the church has a role to work collaboratively with all statutory systems and all non-statutory systems to fight this crime, because to work only with the police is not enough. They have to work with the medical people, the people at the ports, the social workers, with ordinary people on the streets, because it's together that we'll fight the crime and not just in two bodies, I feel. But Santa Marta Group is doing a grand job. But I think the churches in the parishes can even that. I tell you, I was in a parish in the northeast of England in the summer, and a gathering with the Vicar General came to watch the film of Renata. And consequent to that, it was amazing what numbers of the people present were actually showing. These were ordinary parishioners who were accompanying traffic victims because social workers had asked them to help them. So ordinary people in ordinary parishes who are working for justice can work against this crime in the fields where there are refugees, where there are migrants, where there are vulnerable people.
That was Sister Imelda Poole speaking to Giancarlo Lavella.